President Biden's announcement on federal student loan forgiveness fulfills part of a campaign promise. He and his party are trying to show voters that they can deliver ahead of the midterm elections. Some people are criticizing the plan from both ends of the political spectrum. NPR political reporter Deepa Shivaran has been rounding up reaction. Hey there, Deepa.
Hi.
So what can you tell us about how voters are responding to this?
Yeah, it's hard to say at this point exactly how this will all play out in November, but there is polling that shows that overall, this is a politically popular decision. I spoke with Andre Perry, who's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, and he said that Biden is building on momentum from some of his earlier wins from this summer. He said people might not know immediately what the Inflation Reduction Act is, but when they hear student loan relief,
they get it because student debt is getting in the way of purchasing a home, buying a car, paying for rent. You know, so it is a pocketbook issue for many Americans, and it's showing that he's taking action.
And this is also something that could really turn out younger voters, which can really make a difference for Democrats in tight races. I spoke with one student at UNC Charlotte, whose name is Sean Wiggs, about this.
And a lot of people who may have been apathetic about voting saying, hey, if the government actually works for me, then why would I not go and vote? Make sure people like the Democrats are in office.
Okay, so that's why it might give Democrats a boost, but there's also been criticism. Tell us what form that takes.
Right. So there are a lot of people who are saying that Biden's plan doesn't go far enough. There have been calls, particularly from the NAACP, for him to forgive even more debt. Here's Wisdom Cole, the director of the Youth and College Division at the NAACP, speaking to NPR this morning.
You know, I think that 10,000 was a start. You know, 10,000 is not enough to meet the need, but it did show us that student debt cancellation is possible.
And off the bat, Republicans have criticized this move from the president. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called it astonishingly unfair and said it was a slap in the face to people who had already paid off their federal student loans or maybe chose not to go to college because they couldn't afford it. And Democrats, for the most part, especially progressive lawmakers like Senator Elizabeth Warren, have applauded this decision, and they say it's a good first step.
You say for the most part. What divisions are there within the Democratic Party over this?
Yeah, so there are some more moderate members of the party, particularly those who are up for election this year, who have given this new plan some mixed reviews. Tim Ryan, who's running for Senate in Ohio, released a statement saying that this announcement from Biden sends the wrong message to people in Ohio who don't have a college degree but are still trying to make ends meet. And Senator Michael Bennett, who's up for re-election in Colorado, also kind of distanced himself from this decision. He said immediate relief to families is important, but then he went on to say that this decision from Biden doesn't solve the underlying problems of the high cost of higher education in this country. And he also said that there wasn't really much of a plan on how the White House says they're going to pay for this. Recent estimates from the University of Pennsylvania say this plan could cost up to $1 trillion. And Republicans, and even some Democrats, are already pointing out how this could make inflation worse. But it's still not entirely clear on how much of an impact on inflation this will have.
How has President Biden responded to these criticisms?
Biden has said that he's not going to apologize for making any moves that will help lower and middle class Americans. And last night, the White House really doubled down on that message. They sent out a tweet thread that went viral, calling out Republican members of Congress who criticized student loan forgiveness and saying, well, you took out Paycheck Protection Program or PPP loans earlier in the pandemic. It's definitely taken off online, and progressive Democrats have applauded the decision to call out what they see as a double standard. To be clear, though, those PPP loans were designed to be forgiven, so there's a little bit of a difference there. But, you know, the president gave a big speech last night at a Democratic rally in Maryland, and he barely mentioned student loan forgiveness. His speech was mostly about drawing contrasts with Republicans and about preserving democracy. So it doesn't really seem at this point like student loan forgiveness will be a main talking point going forward.
That is NPR political reporter Deepa Shivaram. Thank you very much.
Thank you.